I know I heard at least three Alan Jackson songs before the broadcast. Little Man was one of them. I know Jimmy Buffett did not sing that.
You wrote this down? My goodness.
It was just songs I hadn't heard in a really long time. I was like, oh, that sounds good. I haven't heard Little Man in a long time.
Okay, second thought, and I guess we'll break the fourth window here. I usually feed music to our affiliates before our show goes on the air, so I was playing some Jimmy Buffett. I'm a big Parrothead fan. Fins to the left, fins to the right. But you're right. I went back and looked, and you were hearing some Alan Jackson toward the latter half of the show. So,
all right. I knew I wasn't crazy.
You weren't
crazy.
Well,
I am crazy. But I knew I heard Alan Jackson a lot this morning.
That's a country song, too.
So, last week, we had a gentleman on that's the president of a company called SunTrack. And he came on with Intelligent Design Air Conditioning, one of our two air conditioning partners that service Southern Arizona out of Tucson. And this system is a solar assist to your air conditioning unit. And it's actually even neater than I had originally pictured it in my mind. When we're air conditioning a home, the most expensive part of the air conditioning is starting the compressor. So when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's neat. It's a solar unit that's going to charge a battery, and the battery's going to draw power. The compressor's going to draw power from the battery first instead of the grid system, and that's how it's going to save. Well, this system does assist the compressor, but not the way I had thought with the battery backup. What it's doing is it's pressurizing the refrigerant in the line so that it makes the compressor work harder. So when you've got a multi-stage compressor, whether it's kicking on at full rate, I think Trane's, Dave, mm-hmm. Trane has 800 variable speeds on their compressors now.
That's right.
So,
phone's ringing.
So when it kicks on, the compressor only kicks on as much as it needs to. Okay. If it needs to condition a little bit, it uses speed 800. If it needs to use it a lot, it uses 100. And so what the pressurization of the refrigerant is doing is it's reducing how hard the compressor has to work. So instead of kicking on in the 1s to 10s, it's kicking on in the 8, 7, and 800s. So it reduces how much energy that the compressor is using based on the pressure. And it was a very fascinating broadcast. And Andrew was quoting numbers of customer examples of saving, you know, upwards of 70% on cooling costs. That's not your electric bill. Mm-hmm. That's another thing you need to think about is half, you know, whatever your March electric bill is what your base load is. This air conditioning load that it's jumped to, that's what your air cooling costs. The difference is your cooling costs. And that's why we tell people don't go on the equalizer, because you're disconnected with how much you're using at different times of the year, which mm-hmm. can lead to poor decision-making process when we're investing in our energy efficiency. And we had a lot of homeowners calling, I just had new units installed by your certified partners, and they didn't tell me about this. Well, we were learning about it in real time last Saturday as well. Like I said, I thought it was a battery system, but it's not. It's a pressure system that addresses the coolant. So we've got a meeting coming up in 2 weeks with our air conditioning partners down at the location of SunTrack. It's right here in Arizona. It's in Tempe. And we're going to have an education process with our air conditioning partners. Andrew's been testing this for 2 years. Anyone that's been in business a long time and has tried to bring something new to the market knows it's not an easy thing to do, knows you've got to have testing. We're talking very expensive air conditioning equipment. We don't want to do anything that's going to create warranty issues, that we're going to be back replacing a lot of things. What if, you know, what if this blows out the compressor in 2 years? You know, we've had this trial phase for 2 years, and he called and said, all right, I've been playing with this. I'm ready to take it to market. And it doesn't apply to everybody, but if you've got a variable speed unit, I think we can help save a lot of people on their cooling costs. So we had him on air last week, and what a lot of people are upset about is there's this tax credit that they can apply for with this system. But if you've had a variable speed air conditioning unit installed by one of our certified partners since the beginning of the year, you know, we can still do an after install on this and apply for that tax credit that expires at the end of the year. So we got 6 months to help get this SunTrack system installed on all units that it makes sense to install on. And heck, mine was replaced 2 years ago. I don't know, qualify for the tax credit, but just to see what it does, we're going to put it on.